Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, and we are in episode 3 of 2024. I forgot to update you guys last week, even though it was done already, that I'm going back to the evenings. I keep playing around with the evenings and afternoons because of the football season and stuff like that, but it's really what's putting my heart and my spirit to stay with the evenings, because it's just something about having something that's kind of laid back to listen to instead of the middle of the day, at the end of the day, the kind of end of the afternoon, early evening, to kind of set you up for your week. So we are going to stick with this 7 o'clock thing. I kind of like it because it gives me this old school, quiet storm type vibe where I'm just having a conversation with you guys in the evening. We're chill, we're relaxed. We're just getting ready for our week. So we'll be coming to you Sunday. By 7 o'clock, I should have it up on the service by 6:45. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into this episode, The Trap of the Enemy of Our Soul, Lonely Versus Alone. I am elated to bring this to you because I've walked this out on so many different levels. And I think this conversation we're having tonight, this evening, is going to be different. And as a matter of fact, before I jump into it, we just picked up a new country. So let's give a round of applause to Portugal. Yes, Portugal, welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the BBC family. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We love you gals. We love all of you. And get ready to start picking up pieces and picking up power. And guys, I cannot stress enough how much I appreciate you all sharing. Because again, there's no advertising. There's no marketing. It's just, I want to touch one life at a time. Whenever it go viral for the most part, as long as I'm touching one tree at a time that I know will bear fruit later, I'm getting some of my purpose here done. So anyway, I also wanted to subtitle it More Keys to the Rewind. And, you know, for me, y'all know how I feel. My faith circle and God was like giving me like whispers about it. It's like, say that, just the title needs to be the title. That this is basically one of the biggest traps of the enemy of your soul, of our soul. Use this lonely versus alone. So let's dig into it. So the first thing I need to say is this, and this is why I wanted to say it was more keys to the rewind, another key to the rewind for this rewind season that we're in this year, was this is what you got to understand. Here's your first nugget of the day. When you go back to behaviors and people from your past. Let me say that again. When you go back to old behaviors, old people, things that serve you, they were liabilities. Your behaviors were liabilities. The people that you were dealing with were liabilities. If you go back to that in this rewind season, you would never know how to move forward in your future or to move in your future. Let me say that again. When you go back to past behaviors and past people from your past, you don't know how to move forward or move in your future. And it will cancel out everything and rewind. And one of the biggest things that causes us to do that is when we don't understand the difference between being lonely and alone, and understand that the gift of learning how to be alone is the key to learning how your self-worth, to finally having yourself whole, and to experience true self-love. So let's get into a very simple definition of lonely. Lonely. Number one, let me tell you this. Lonely is a feeling, and it's really that simple. And it's the feeling of being sad from being alone. Let me say that again, because the first segment we're going to talk about being lonely. And the second segment we're going to talk about being alone. It is the feeling of being sad from being alone. That's it. It's that simple. That's what lonely is. The problem with a lot of us, including myself, I am guilty as charged. When I'm going through these seasons, as a matter of fact, let me give you a preview of what's coming next segment. The definition of alone is means separated from others or isolated. But there's power in that. That's all I'm going to tell you. So I can, when I use the word alone, you don't get it confused where I'm talking about lonely. So when you're in this isolated season, and it's a reason for that, you have moments of feeling lonely. You have moments of feeling sadness because I'm by myself. I'm isolated. But I'm also learning self-worth and all those other things. And the problem is when you're like that, what ends up happening, you know it's happened to you at some point. If you are of any age above, I say 25, 26. It might not happen when you're at 20, but once you get into the mid-20s and up, you've experienced this. You might have broken up with somebody. You might have decided to have a season of being of abstaining, being celibate, whatever that thing is you're doing where you're isolating yourself and saying, I need to reinvent me. I need to learn me again. When that lonely or that sadness comes up from being alone, what's the temptation? Don't think too hard. You want to go on your phone, and everybody has one. You have either that ex that you're still quote unquote friends with. Y'all talk from time to time because y'all cool. It wasn't a bad breakup. Or you have that person, whether you met them online, whether you met them out, you know, at the store, whether you met them out at an event, at some type of social event, dance, whatever it is, that just didn't click, but you kept them in your phone. I would call them back in my more worldly days. We call it rainy day people. We use something else, but you grown folks again. And it's like, when all this fails, let me just call this person and see what they're up to. Because y'all had some type of interaction that was pleasant, but it just wasn't purposeful. Ooh, that's good. You had an interaction that was pleasant, but it wasn't purposeful. And I've talked about that in some previous podcasts for the last couple of weeks, that you need to make sure you attach yourself to purpose and not just because. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add to it now. You attach yourself to purpose and not pleasure. Because pleasure is fleeting. Pleasure will not keep you around because you get pleasure from anywhere. Because that feeds your flesh. But purpose is a spiritual soul thing. It's deep. It's something that's in you that you're birthing. And so the trap of what the enemy try to use is to tell you that this feeling of loneliness that you're feeling is sad and it's permanent. When that is so far from the truth. That's so far from the truth. And the crazy thing is, anyway, your soul knows about human nature from the beginning of time. I'm going to use my faith. Like I told y'all, I'm here to love on everybody, but I'm always going to let you know what I believe in. So in the beginning, when Adam was by himself, Adam got to a place of, he was isolated. It was just him and the animals. Like some people are when they're by themselves. Them, it's them and their cat, their dog, whatever it is. Or it might be their child, you know, if they're a single parent, whatever it is. But it's just them. And in the beginning, God was like, whoa, it is not good for man to be alone. And I'm going to dig in that in one of my studies outside of the podcast. And I think, you know, just from hearing that statement, because, you know, Adam had a relationship with God. He was talking to God in the cool of garden. But, excuse me. I think it was more so that Adam had got to such a place of wholeness that he felt like I can do alone forever. And I don't need nobody. But at the end of the day, we are created to, unless you have the gift of singleness, that's a whole other conversation. I don't. I'll tell you that. I am meant to love and give. That's who I am. But some people have the gift of singleness. And it's the monk, eunuchs, back in the Bible times. And monks in current times. And Catholic priests. God bless them, because that's a whole other conversation I'm not getting into. Not going down that religious road. But anyway, it's a lot to put on a man or a person to say, be alone for the rest of your life. Let me just say that. And so, you know, then he gave him Eve. So the devil knows, for the most part, most of us are created to have a partner or have a purpose partner, a PP. Don't even go there. If you're from a certain region of the United States, that word would ring a bell in a different way. But you want a purpose partner, and the enemy of your soul knows that your creator, your faith circle, has created somebody that will be presented to you one day that is your purpose partner. But in order for you to have that person, your faith circle, or what you believe in, has to make sure you're whole and you're always going to, for me, I'm always going to put God first. And by doing that, a person couldn't come along and take a love that's not for them because it's for him or for you, for whatever you believe in. And then that person can never become a God, a liturgy in my life. I will never worship that person. I understand that we are both human beings. The best relationship is when two imperfect people come together and build a perfect relationship, quote unquote, because they are complementing each other's strengths and weaknesses. So what the enemy of your soul does is when you are in that waiting period and you have these moments of sadness, he used traps already in your phone, traps that may be on your social media page because you never disconnected, or you get a phone call from somebody you hadn't talked to, so many different ways, but he wants you to go back, or she, if you ever believe in, whatever, no judgment here, to go back to an old behavior or old person so you cannot glean in this season of the rewind and be able to have a do-over because you have more wisdom because of the pain that was caused from some of those breakups. Even though y'all get along to this day, it was things that happened that said, oh, I can't deal with this person, whatever it was. And there were some situations where, and this could happen, I'm not saying nobody from your past can't come back in a different season. And y'all have grown and developed and what y'all need to, and y'all are brought back together. That's something totally different. I've talked about that before. I'm not going to go and regurgitate that again. But I'm talking about the people that were liabilities, not assets, or the things, or places. Man, you know what? That's good. I mean, you can be feeling sad and alone and be in the best place in your career. And because you're not hanging at the door, which is a phrase we use when you go to work, leave your what's going on at home out on the door. You might be taking in the work, and then he used those feelings of loneliness to cause you to make career moves that get you out of position for your next promotion or your next blessing. So just think about that too. That lonely feeling is a very, very dangerous feeling if you don't get it in control. Because you want to control it, don't let it control you. Because at the end of the day, a person can never bring you joy. Can they give you happiness? Yes. Happiness is external, but joy is internal. So the only way you can find out what true joy is to go through your long period where you isolate it and you tap into your faith circle. They can give you joy and peace that surpasses all your natural understanding and give you unspeakable joy that doesn't make sense. So when you are alone and you have a lonely feeling, you're like, this too shall pass. It's like when you're mad. If I'm angry, I know that angry feeling is going to pass. It does. Life is full of ebbs and flows, roller coaster rides, mountains and valleys. And we understand that we don't allow this whole alone thing to take us over. We might have moments where we reach back out, but we gather ourselves and say, hey, nothing's changed. So why am I doing this to myself again? No, I got wisdom now. I have experience that says that person I just don't click. That place and I just don't click. That position I just don't click. That business move, that investment, whatever it is, it just don't click. Because you remember what your ROI was the first time. Your return on investment didn't yield nothing. It yields some pain and experience. So I won't call it nothing because what I believe in, all things work together for the good. And I will share it with y'all. Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That's my faith walk. You can apply it to your life. It'll work for you too. So, and when you understand that all things work together, even when you make these mistakes and when you're lonely, you reach back out, you have a moment of like, oh, hold up, eureka, a light bulb went off. I remember that. You know what? Let me pull back. I'd rather have a moment of loneliness than have to go through another season of being alone because I allow myself to get broken by something that already cracked me before. Ooh, that's good. Because of the trap of the enemy, he wants you to go back to something that tried to break you but didn't, but it did crack you. Because if you go back to it, it might finish the job. Because the whole purpose was to get you detoured and off track. So as we end this first segment, because dang it, it's almost been 15 minutes. What's my call to action? Know the difference. Know the difference and understand you're a human. You're going to feel lonely sometimes, but you are not alone. You're just lonely. And if you're isolated, you're alone for a season, but you're not going to be alone. That's it. You're not going to be alone forever. You're just lonely in your season of becoming. So take that, chew on that. And hey, as a matter of fact, I would tell you also, go through your phone. Go through your social media. If you see some of your spirits say, hey, you know what? You might want to delete or stop following that person. Listen to it, because for me, that's God's way of warning me, like, hey, that's going to be a trap later. For you and whatever you believe in, that's your warning signal. For mine, like I say, I'm always going to pray for you guys, what I believe in, and that this week you get all the traps are revealed. Sorry, throat's dry. I drink some water during the break. All your traps are revealed. All the landmines are being covered. So as you walk forward and move in your future, you don't allow nothing from the past to cause you to be immobile and blow your set up. All right. I'm your Opus One. We're going to take our first break, and I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. I'm going to do something different today. I usually have two segments, but I think I'm going to end up combining the second segment with the conclusion just because of the flow and where this thing is going. So in the last segment, we talked about lonely. Let's talk about alone. Remember I told you in the last segment, alone is being separated from others, isolated. Let me share some interesting things about being isolated. You think about some of your greatest moments of self-awareness, of looking inside into yourself, looking into your mirror. You can only see yourself when nobody's in the mirror with you. Let me say this again. Oh, it was good. I don't have these in my notes. Just coming up. Just coming down, should I say. You can only see your true self when there's nobody else in the mirror with you. Because think about it. If somebody is in your space occupying your other time, you're so focused on their happiness and everything else because you want them to give you the same thing back. And hopefully it works out. You sow a seed, you're expecting to reap a harvest. But you don't always sow in the right ground. We've all done it. We get it wrong sometimes. And then we have to go through that season of being isolated and alone so we can be fixed. And the crazy thing about being fixed is you have to, for me, I have to go back to the great physician, my manufacturer. I have to go back to God and say, look, I messed up. I was in a relationship with somebody. I was in a job. I should have been whatever that thing was. And I need you to fix me. And if you think about it, anytime you have surgery, when you go to the doctor, if you ever had a loved one going in for surgery, what's the thing the doctors do? You get to see the person in the patient room. But when they get ready to wheel them out into surgery, you don't get to go back there with them. You have to wait outside in the waiting room. And that is probably one of the most hair-raising situations to be in because you're knowing your loved one is being put to sleep by this doctor. The doctor has to wake them up. And they're cutting them open and looking at them from inside out. Think about that for a minute. In order to get healed from something that is internally damaged, they have to cut you open. The same thing happens when you get isolated through a long season because of damage that was done in the past, the previous season. For us, God has to cut us open. We have to be transparent and let him in and say, look, I'm messed up. My heart's messed up. My mind messed up. And he has to get inside of us and clean us up and have conversations with us about our decisions. Whatever you believe in, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Which is why I always pray for you guys that you pick up pieces of your life and you pick up power. But I'm going to tell you something I never told you before. In between pieces of power is surgery. It's a long season. Because if somebody else was there, you're not in surgery yet. You can't heal if somebody's there picking on the wound. Matter of fact, you probably remember when you were little. If you scratch on the scab, it takes longer to heal because you keep opening the wound up. The good thing is when you put out, when you're knocked out, quote unquote, oh, you can't do it in a real surgery. When you're alone, nobody else is there to do it for you. And the thing is, you won't hurt you in that way because you don't have nothing to hurt you with, because what hurts you is no longer present. Which says that's why you are isolated. And alone is the area, the place where true healing takes place. Heart surgery takes place. Brain surgery, changing your way of thinking, takes place. Self-care takes place. And more importantly, guess what manifests out of all that once you come out of surgery? Self-love. When you find out who you really are and what you've been created to be in that long season, you want to walk your purpose out, because now your life has meaning. And you don't want to let anybody come along who's not a part of that, because you know what that was like before. And you now realize the work it took, the pain you went through. It's kind of like, for me being in the fitness industry for 20-some years, and it's no knock on anybody who has cosmetic surgery. I'm not judging at all. I'm just telling you the difference, because I've seen both sides of the fence. Women, men, whoever, the ones that have worked out, unless they have a condition like gastro bypass, whatever, where they have to say their life, they needed something to happen to get extreme weight loss fast because they was morbidly obese. That's different. But people have had cosmetic surgery just because they want to shortcut the process. What I've noticed, the ones that work out the old-fashioned way and lose the weight through blood, sweat, and tears, they keep it off because they remember the cost it took to get there. The ones that can pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, they got bread like that, they don't appreciate it as much, because they know if I gain the weight back, when the fat transfer moves around or whatever, I can just go pay for it to get done again. But I will tell you, the ones that do it naturally always look better. And I'm not talking about breast, augmentations where, use a mom or you got older and the boobs start sagging. I'm talking about when you get to deal with the bottom half and changing your butt and all that stuff. Again, no judgment, just saying, workout versus surgery. People that go through the process appreciate the results more. That's all I'm saying. That's it. No judgment, just fact that I've seen. And that's what you have to look at when you go through this long season and you finally see yourself for what you've been created to do. Because at the end of the day, and this is why I'm actually combining the second segment with the conclusion, because I got to literally segue into this because it just fits. I didn't want to break this up. I did an episode a while back. You can go back and listen to it. It was sometime last year. I don't know when. I talked about going from a butterfly to a caterpillar. From a caterpillar to a butterfly, I'm sorry. It was a butterfly effect and some other things. It was a part of that series. And when I was, right before I got ready to go on air tonight, before this goes, I'm telling the server about to upload as soon as I stop. It was in my spirit to look up what happens when a caterpillar metamorphoses into a butterfly. This was so crazy. The caterpillar dies. I'm going to read a couple of things that was amazing. The caterpillar, everything that it is completely lost and replaced by something beautiful that has been forged and lost, struggle, and potentially pain. And that's what isolation and surgery feels like. And the crazy thing is, what happens when a caterpillar goes into this cocoon, in the chrysalis, is what it's called. There are genes that are sleeping. I'm going to call them purpose genes for the metaphor. That was in the caterpillar that was, for a time such as this, when it got alone by itself, those dormant genes are activated. And then they dissolve. This is so crazy. They dissolve its own tissue into what they call a genetic soup. And then this free-floating material begins to recreate itself into something new entirely. How crazy is that? I never knew that. That means, I believe, the pieces of your life, because you went through some things, the broken pieces, your vessel have to be broken. So, oh, it's good. It's like a seed. The outside of a seed is dead, but inside is something alive, but the outside has to die for that seed to come out. That's your purpose. That's kind of what happens with a caterpillar's dormant genes. So you have to go through this season of pain and stuff and blah, 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 feeling lonely, and then go through your season of being alone so the old you can eat itself up because it's dead. It's no good to you. So the new you can come alive. And then it says, let me find this statement. Just like in the caterpillar, it says, these things not activated until a struggle begins. And once we get the knowledge to experience that struggle and suffering in some way, we get it breaks us up and we start forming into something new. Isn't that crazy? That is so crazy. Once that happened, the caterpillar has to struggle as the wings, it gets the strength from struggling to get out of that dark place. Old self dies. New self starts birth. It's kind of like you think about a baby coming out of a woman, the mom is pushing, but that baby is fighting to come out too. That's what purpose is like, and that's what alone is for. And it hurts going through that struggle. It hurts being alone. You want to reach out and grab somebody and say, I don't like this lonely feeling right now. It hurts, but it's necessary because the old you is dying so the new you can be resurrected from something that was already within you. That your faith circle, your creator, for me, for God, put in me before I was even sent to my mom's womb. And then when you look back, once you start flying above all the struggles, and you look back at that cocoon, you're like, dang it. I understand why I went through all that. I understand why 2023 felt like hell it did to me in a different way. But because of what I've been through before, I was able to push through because I know on the other side is butterfly, on the other side of that cocoon was something amazing, which I've been talking about for the last 2 years, just stuff I've already walked out. But I'm here to tell you, in this season of the rewind, know the difference between being lonely versus alone. Because if you're alone right now and you have moments of being lonely, you're feeling lonely, feeling sad because you are alone, hold on until the process is finished. Because I can promise you, it's going to be worth it. And if you have friends or loved ones around you or people that literally love you enough to tell you, I have to remove myself from a certain distance of you in the season because I want you to be the best version of yourself, keep those friends around for the rest of your life. Never lose connection because those are real friends. Those are real loved ones. But if they're trying to cut you out of the cocoon, they're going to kill you and start the process all over again. You got to die again because it is a known fact that you're never supposed to cut. If you see a cocoon and the butterfly is struggling, if you cut that cocoon and allow that butterfly to come out early, it's going to fall to the ground and get eaten by ants because it is the struggle that gives the wings, the muscles, and the strength to fly while it's in that season of going through surgery. And I know I said about feeling pain. We don't know if insects feel pain, but we know humans do. But it's a necessary pain. So when you come out that beautiful version of yourself, when you finally heal from the things that happened in your childhood, past relationship, whatever it might be, you can take those, you can fly and people can see your colors and you can share your story. So when they're inside that period of being alone and isolated and they feel alone, have lonely moments, you can talk to them and say, you can make it because I did. You can tell them, I went through the workout, I didn't get quick surgery. Again, no knock, I'm just using it as a comparison. And nobody coming down on me like the hand of God or whatever they believe in, like, oh, you judge. No, I'm not, I'm just telling you. When you have to pay for something through pain and process, it's much easier than if you just pay for money. And nobody can take that away from you. You have to give it away. So in this season of rewind, what am I saying? I'm saying, do not waste the things you learn in the previous season that God or your faith circle is rewinding you back to and giving you a do-over. with the wisdom you paid the price for, because now you're walking in purpose. That's it. That is it for this episode. There will be no segment two, no conclusion. That is the conclusion. Now get ready to walk forward and don't go back and allow it to get trapped or let the enemy of your soul trap you with past behavior and past people from your past that weren't assets to your life or to your purpose. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Probably ran about 28 minutes. thank God I didn't do a conclusion. It's been 30 something. I try to keep under 30. It is our first evening together in a long time, and I'm going to keep it evenings. And we're getting ready for T and I, the Chronicles of a Single Dad with my daughter and I. And when I go to that format, and you guys will know, I might get a teaser at the end of the month with her on the conclusion with me, whatever. I'm going to go to every other week on the Broken Pieces. Then her and I are going to be on off weeks. But, you know, when that time comes, I announce ahead of time. So, again, another, huge shout out and, to Portugal. Yeah, from the kids. And we appreciate you guys being part of the family. And like I always say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And when you're picking this podcast, you're picking up pieces and picking up power. But understand, you have to go through your long season. And feeling lonely is okay. But don't let it make you. Don't let it control you. You control it. Find your joy and don't look for happiness in people. Look for joy in your faith circle. And I'll be praying for you guys. All right? I'm Miracles One. Continue to big S. Continue to share. That's supporting by sharing, subscribing. Leave some reviews on wherever you platform you listen on. And if you have any questions, hit me up through at the BPC podcast. At Gmail, or you can actually go on Spotify. So you can send me a question, Q&A, and I answer. All right, people. Love you guys. Life. See you next week. Later.